Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Luke Barnett, and we're talking about the upcoming Great Lakes Woodworking Festival. Luke, how many years have we been doing this now?
This is the third year.
Okay. Yep. Every year it seems to be growing and growing.
Yeah, significant growth over the first and second year. Those years it was only a one-day event, and it grew so much that we decided to make a two-day event and give more opportunities for people to attend the festival.
There you go. So this year it is on Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. And we have a concert on Saturday night. It's free, and everybody can come on out to that, too. It's featuring a band called the Crane Wives.
Yeah, I saw on the Woodworking Festival website, it even has a little demo on there for the band.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really great. So over the course of the weekend, then, you're going to have lots of different demonstrations and such going on. Tell me a little bit about how everything's going to be laid out and played out.
Yeah, so the purpose of the festival is to celebrate woodworkers who do it for a profession and celebrate learning about woodworking and education, because that's the goal, is to get more people involved in woodworking, whether it be a hobby or a career. So we have educational seminars that are running nonstop. We even have some that overlap with each other. So you can learn how to make a kayak. You can learn how to make a Windsor chair leg. There's a knife making seminar. There's a hatchet throwing competition. There's a woodworking project competition, all kinds of stuff.
So during the event, then, lots of professionals are going to be coming in and showing how things are done.
Absolutely. Yep. It's mostly professionals that are doing the demonstrations and the educational seminars, and professionals that are going to be selling their goods. There's mandolin makers, ukulele makers, kayak makers. Just pretty much the full gamut of the woodworking career.
Okay. It's the kind of festival, though, that people can come and hang out all day and really come for 2 days. And you're set up on a beautiful 55-acre wooded campus. So it's really nice out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's right across from the LISD Tech Center, right off of 52 and Curtis. Mm-hmm. And how that'll work that day is the parking will be on the northeast corner.
Okay.
And you'll pull in, there'll be people to guide you to your parking space, okay. And then a golf cart shuttle will pick you up if you need help with walking back to the festival, or you could just walk and enjoy the beautiful weather.
There you go. And there's going to be food and beverages, as I understand.
Absolutely, yeah. Cotton Brewing is coming out, and we have lots of food trucks. Maria Guerrero will be there. It will be Cinco de Mayo, so come on out and have some tacos.
There you go.
Lots of different things.
So I know Adrian Rotary is going to be big time involved this year, too.
Yes, they are. So Adrian Rotary Club this year founded a project called the Woodworking for Warriors, and it's a project dedicated to giving back to veterans in our community, but they'll have an informational booth for the public set up there, mm-hmm. and they'll also be selling
brats?
Yeah, hot dogs and brats, I think, this year.
Yep. Yep. So that'll be a nice little fundraiser for them. And a perfect location, perfect opportunity to get the information out to the community about the veterans program.
Absolutely. And so the more people that come, the better. Everybody is either directly related or has a veteran somewhere in their family that could come out and take advantage of these services that we'll be providing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And that information is on which website?
The information about the Woodworking Festival can be found on GreatLakesWoodworkingFestival.com, but the Woodworking for Warriors program can be found at longlivewood.org. And this stuff, if you can't remember the direct URLs, just Google us. We're very easy to find.
There you go. So got classes going on out there all the time that a lot of people can get involved with. And Woodworking Festival might be a good opportunity for them to kind of scope things out and find out they may have a passion they didn't know they had.
Yeah, yeah. It's neat. Even beyond, you know, woodworking takes a big role in everybody's life, more than what you realize. I mean, just look around where you're sitting right now, and I bet that at least 50% of the stuff is a wood product.
Right.
From guitars to whatever this little music box here
right.
is.
Right.
And there'd be people out there that make all those different things, and you can kind of get a taste of how those things are made, what it takes to make those items, and you can even maybe participate a little bit in some of it. We have a guy even is coming out to teach people how to play the musical saw.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know much about that, but I'll be willing to learn.
There you go. I bet John Cain wants to do that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so again, it's the Great Lakes Woodworking Festival, and it is Saturday, May 4th. Starts at what time?
You'll have to check the website.
Oh, there you go. Check the website. So it's Saturday, May 4th, Sunday, May 5th. Well, thank you, Luke, for joining us and sharing information on the Great Lakes Woodworking Festival along with the Woodworking Warriors programs.
Yeah, thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.